Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Chav Beis, and we are on the last section of the third parak of Parak Lulav HaGazel. We are on Chafim HaBeis on the Oz V'Hadar. We just quoted the Anti Yerushalayim, quoted in Sukkah Bavli Daf Mem Aleph, and quoted here in the Yerushalmi, and we quoted that relating to their Chavivus HaMitzvah. Right? We had Chavivus HaMitzvah also in the quoted in the Rush earlier. But the Minag Yerushalayim that they used to carry around their lulav all day. So just I ended with the Mishnas Yavis just to mention his chiddush just quickly, and that is the in our Girsa, all we have that we used to carry their lulav all over the place. In our Girsa, it has Bikur Cholim. Lavakar Zacholo Lulav Biyado. That is mentioned. But in the Bavli, there's Lavakar Cholim and Lanachim Avelim. Nichim Avelim. They used to carry their lulav. And the question is, what kind of avelus is there on Yantif? You're going to do nichem avelim on Yantif with your lulav and esrog. You know, how is that there's no avelus on Yantif? So, machlokas rishonim whether there's private avelus, but the problem we mentioned is that the Rambam in Perek Yudalat of Hilchas Avel says yearly, which is again his own svara, that if you have to go to pay a shiva call and you have to go visit someone in the hospital, you should first go pay a shiva call. Nichem avelim is kodem lebikur cholim. Why? Because the Rambam says, Nichem Avelim is Kavad Achai and Kavad Ames, and Bikur Cholim is only Kavad Achai. So if it's double, so in terms of Kavad Abrios, Nichem Avelim goes first. The problem is that in our Girsa of the, and it's the Rambam's Girsa of the Minag Yerushalayim, it says, Levakar Cholim Ulanachem Avelim. Levakar Cholim Ulanachem Avelim, you know, the Lulav will be Lulav and Biyado. So that's flipped. The Rambam says the opposite, or so you want to say, oh, it's not Meduktak. It's just they're just telling a story. I'd rather not say that. That's the Arsameas Kasha. So the Rav Zhulti in Mishnas Yavetz and Siman Lama Zayin suggests that, no, this is Nicham Avelim on Yantif. What do you mean Yantif? On Yantif, it's Nicham Avelim is, only, there's no Avelim. There's no Avelim on Yantif. There's no Avelis on Yantif. So it's Kavad Ames though. Not Kavad Achai, but it's Kavad Ames. Right there, he quotes the Gemara in the Me'iri in Shabbos Kufnan Beis, where it says, let's say someone dies without any relatives. So the Me'iri quotes this amazing thing that we don't have today. You go to the Shiva house, and you have 10 people who pretend, to be Avelim. And you sit in their place, and you say, Hamakom, they're not Avelim there. What are you doing there? So the Me'iri says, it's Kavad Ames. Kavad Ames to have the act of comfort being done, as if to show that, yes, we miss this person, and we're giving comfort for the loss. So there is a concept of nichum just kavad ames because there are no chayim there. So that's Rav Zhulti. Normally nichum avelim beats biker cholim because nichum avelim is both kavad achai and kavad ames. Well, biker cholim is only kavad achai, but on yantif nichum avelim is only kavad ames. Biker cholim is kavad achai. So kavad achai is kodem kavad ames. Right, that's the suggestion of the Rav Zhulti. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara now. So we said that, well, we bring up Anshi Yerushalayim, because we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, the concept of Ta B'Dvar Mitzvah. Somebody, usually if I do an Aver B'Shogeg, that if I would do it on purpose, I would be Chayev Achatos, Chayev Kares, I'm Chayev Achatos if I did a B'Shogeg. First Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. But a few times in Shas, including here, the sugya of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah comes up. Rabbi Yossi says, well, if you're involved, if the shogi was, you're involved, trying to do a mitzvah, or you carried out your lulav, going to do it, and you forgot it was Shabbos, so then you're going to be putter from the chatos. Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. So how far does that go? So the Gemara first suggested, well, maybe it's only when your mom is going to do the mitzvah, connected to the principle of Asi Dochalos Aseh. That's what the Gemara said at the end of yesterday's shir. Maybe Rabbi Yossi, right, the Chavraya said, Divir Rabbi Yossi is Shemitzvah Saseh, Docha Lemitzvah Losaseh. Maybe it's connected to Asi Docha Losaseh. And they said back, Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, said back, no. It's not connected because of Anshi Yerushalayim. Right, the people who used to carry their lulavs all over the place, they're not involved in the mitzvah anymore. Right, it's done. They've been holding the lulav for 4 hours. Right, so it must be that even not specifically fulfilling the minimal chovas hamitzvah. That's not what's Rabbi Yossi's basis for Tavid Var Mitzvah Pater, but it's more flexible. But the Gemara mentioned at the end of that brisa that if as long as the Anshi Yerushalayim still held their dalaminim, they can continue. But if they put it on the ground, let's say they put it away, they're not going to pick it up anymore. That's where the brisa ended off. The last two words we did yesterday, Asur L'Taltalo. Then you can't pick it up. Why? Because it's Huxa L'Mitzvah. So, hooked to the mitzvah, so, and you're not allowed to handle it. Amar Rabbi Avun, Zoso Merish Osar Banaya. It must be that this is a real muksa, this principle, and it's Osar Bahana, right? Because usually you might have thought that, you know, your esrog smells good. So maybe you could use it for have a good smell. And besamim, so Rabbi Yavun says, Zos Ameris, it must be that when something is Huxel Mitzvaso, it's also Usur Bahana, says the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Mishum Muksa dis Katsoi Lemitzvaso. Velo Amrinan, Tekima diish Mitzvah Benetilaso, Afilu Yasi Dechovaso, Lishri Nami Lasso Vilatalano. You might say, well, since there's a Mitzvah in taking it, even if you've been Yosi the Mitzvah already, so then there's no more Huxel Mitzvaso, you could get benefit from it. So no. Zos Ameris Usur Bahana. And you see from the following prices that it's usable if it wouldn't be Usur Bahana. Tani, metal to lenatze besamim, lahariach behen lechola b'shabas. I'm allowed to take besamim, which are just sticks. Let's say sticks. Oh, sticks are muksa. What purpose do they have on Shabbos or Yantif? The answer is if you designate them beforehand to smell. Like we have our besamim. Sometimes people have, little branches that smell good. For besamim. So, if I want to smell that, some have the minhag, the chassidim have the minhag, and sfaradim have the minhag of doing besamim by kiddush. Right? So, before kiddush. So, that is only if it's designated beforehand. So, metaltlan, I besamim, or rabbanim de kesaran amrin, arava mutar lahanif ba'la chola b'shabas. An arava, let's say the chola is hot, and you want to, fan him a little bit. You could use your aravas, as long as it was designated beforehand to use as a fan. Without that, if not, it was, right, I can't take my aravas out of my dalad minim and use it as a fan. That's huksel mitzvaso, and that's what the Gemara says here. It is usur behana. Period. So the Gemara says, how far does this go? Next couple of lines we had in previous mesectas. How far are you saying that Rabbi Yossi says, Tabit var mitzvah is pater, you're not going to be chayav the karban chatos because you're involved in a mitzvah. It's kind of like not an asi dochalos asay, right? You weren't supposed to do it, as we mentioned. It's only bidiyeved. If you did a saver, you're not going to be chayv a karban. So we just said, even if you're anshe Yerushalayim, even if you're still walking around, you're still connected to the mitzvah. Af besakin shel milokain, af bematzakain. What is that referring to? Okay, we're going to go with one shot of this line. Is it even after your mitzvah is over, like by bris mila? What if the mole's still carrying the knife after the meal? He forgot. He started taking it home through the street. So is that also going to be pater? You already finished the mitzvah, right? Matzah. You're taking the matzah after, again, that's one shot. That is totally after the mitzvah, right? This is an extension of just Anshe Yerushalayim. Anshe Yerushalayim, you might have said, that's a hemshach. We discussed in the past the sugya of minimal and maximal ways of doing mitzvahs. Even if there's a minimal way of doing a mitzvah, so then if I choose to do it in a maximal way, that's still considered part of the mitzvah. Right? Many rayas to this. The one that we like to quote is the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach, where the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotzei. So it's clear, the Rambam doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezias a matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Once you eat a kezias, so as much as you eat that night, it's part of the mitzvah. Right? Shofar, the Levush says, to answer the question that he showed him, how can we blow so many shofar blows on Rosh Hashanah, isn't it? Bal Tosif. So no, the Torah says, Yom Trua Yelachem, a day of blowing. As much as you blow, so that's all part of the mitzvah. And once Chazal say this is the amount, so there you could say maybe it's continued. So maybe what the Gemara is asking here is, what if you're even past that? You're no longer in the maximum way. The meal is done, right? Matzah's done. Now you're just carrying the matzah. So are you going to say also there, Tabit Var Mitzvah? I'm sorry, right? Is Pater? That's Gemara's question. Gemara says, Min man da amar Rabbi Yochanan. Well, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, Divrei Rabbi Yosef says, Afilu Piresh Chozer, Afilu Altisa She'ein Ma'akvin Esamila, right? Rabbi Yochanan says about Rabbi Yosef Shita, we don't paskin this way. Remember the Sugi Masecha Shabbos. Bris Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos. Fine, Docha Shabbos if it's Bismana. While I'm doing the Mila, I'm allowed to do a complete job. If I'm a Moal on Shabbat, I can do a complete job eating. I'm even allowed to remove certain strands that even, if I don't remove them, the kid is still a mahol. But, tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin es amila. While I'm doing the meal, I'm allowed to do a perfect job. A complete job, I should say. To remove even the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin es amila. The strands that if they would be there, he would still be called a mahol. But, says Reb, but if I stop doing the meal, we paskin against this. We paskin, if I stop doing the meal, you can't go back. You can't go back to do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. right? Maybe after Shabbos, but you can't go back. But Rabbi Yochanan interprets Rabbi Yossi, even if a Moal goes back for the tzitz and she'edim akvan asamila, maybe even there, he's going to be putter. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds like us, that meaning he shouldn't have done it, but if he did it, it's still called Tabat Bar Mitzvah. So you see from there, Rabbi Yossi Shita of Tabat Bar Mitzvah is even if you're not really involved, you're not involved, the mitzvah's done. So Hadam Rafilu Basakat Shomila Kein Afa Matzah Kein. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi goes across the board, even as far as saying that even by the Tzitzit Shein Ma'akvah, where you're going back to do a second part. Okay. Again, a lot more there, minimal, maximal, but we'll continue. Says the last Mishnah here in the third parak in Parak Lulav HaGazel. Mekabelas Isha Miad Bano Miad Baila. What happens? You shook your dalet minim, and now you give it back to your wife when you get home. Mekabelas Isha Miad Bano Miad Baila Umachzeres Lamayim B'Shabbos. And what could she do? She could take it and put it back in the water source on Shabbos. Again, there's obviously in the days when they used to shake the lulav even on Shabbos, right? We don't have that bizman hazeh. But in the days, let's say, we'll get to the next mission, the beginning of the next parak, when Shabbos was the first day of Sukkot, they used to take the lulav even on Shabbos everywhere. So let's say that happens. So when the husband comes home, he could give the wife the lulav and the dal minim, and they can put it back in the water source, right, to keep it wet. They got to keep it moist. Like we have all different strategies. Every year we have a different strategy. Put it in tinfoil with the paper towels. Put it in the water. Different. But this is what the Mishnah says. You can put it back. So what's the chiddush? There are two chiddushim in the Mishnah. Number one, that you're allowed to put it back in water on Shabbos. That's a Hilchah Shabbos issue. Machzeres l'mayim b'Shabbos. Right? What would be the issue? Right? If I put my aravos and hadasim in water on Shabbos, I'm causing them to grow. They're not growing. They're cut from the ground. Right? I'm not violating the malacha of Zoreya. But it could be nire kizoreya. There's an iser derabanan, without getting into all the details of putting flowers in water on Shabbos, especially if they're going to blossom out, then for sure it's aser derabanan. It's aser derabanan because that's nire kizoreya, like the blossoms open. But even without blossoms, there's an issue. But the Mishnah here says, Hilchas Shabbos, that if it was there beforehand and it doesn't have any blossoms, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. That's machzira solamayim, number one. Number two, the other chiddush, is that we're talking about Makabeles Isha. The woman could do it. The woman's not Chayiv and Lulav, right? Lulav is one of the mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. So the fact that a woman could do it shows that she's still within the world of the mitzvah, right? And the woman can shake a lulav. Ashkenazic custom is that she could even make a bracha, but that's number two. Number two, the second chiddush of the Mishnah, Hilchas Sukkah, and meaning muksa issue. It's not a problem of muksa, and Hilchas Shabbos. So that's Mekabelas Isha, Miyad Bano, Miyad Baila, Machzeres L'mayim, B'Shabbos. That's brought up both in Hilchas Shabbos, in Shilam Edvav, and in Hilchas Sukkah. And Hilchas Sukkah here, you have it here in Tuf Reish Nun Dalid. Tuf Reish Nun Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says, quotes this line, Mekabelas Isha Lulav Miyad Bano, Miyad Baila, Umachzirasa L'mayim. Machzirasa L'mayim. She's allowed to do that. Mishnah Brura. The Avagav Deina Chayevas B'lulav, Vikol Makom Rashoy L'Taltalo. Tegami Rishoy. Rishoy Levarei Chalaha. Right, according to what we paskin. Ashkenazim. Rabbi Huda Omer B'Shabbos Machzirin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to return to the water, but you're not allowed to do anything more than that. Ubi Yantiv Mosifin. On Yantiv days, you're allowed to even add more water to the water that it was in. Ubi Moed Machlifin. And on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to switch the water. Right, because on Chol HaMoed you could do more tircha, and on Chol HaMoed you can switch the water. Not on Yantiv, because that's the Karbonei that explains is a tircha. Good. And the last line, called katan sheish lo das linanea chayev belulav. Any katan that knows how to shake, he's chayev in lulav. So this is one of the sources that we've quoted already that show reflect the nanuim being part of the an ikker part of the mitzvah. Ikker part of the mitzvah. So now the Gemara quotes the Braisa that we also have a version of it in the Bavli. But there are some differences, as we'll see. Yodel Ranea Chai Balula. So the Braisa says, this is a Tosefta in the first parak of Chagiga. Right, again, quoted in the Bavli and here in the Yushalmi. Once a child knows how to be Menanea Chai Balula, then he's Chai in Lulav. Right, so, as we've said, now we'll talk about it a little more. He knows how to shake. Right, the other ones on the list. Right, let's wait. Yodel Is Atev. Yodel. You have to know how to do the mitzvah. But here, you do the mitzvah right when you pick it up. So what do you mean Yodei L'Naneh Chai B'Lo? Why do you have to be known to be Menaneh? Let's say he's a four-year-old kid, and he can't, doesn't know how to shake in all the directions and think about like what we spoke about the day, 2 days ago, about Godless HaBore or Shiflas HaAdam. Okay, but he can't, but he knows how to pick it up. So why is it that not until Yodei L'Naneh Chai B'Lo? So this is based on, the Netziv says it right here on Daf Mem Beis, where this comes up. The Nesiv says this on Daf Mem Beis, but this comes up, but it's based on the Ritva. The Ritva on Daf Beis in Sukkah. Remember the story of Hilni Amalka, and the little kids. So the Ritva there says, Chinuch means you could do the mitzvah and show them how to do the mitzvah in the ideal way. If you can only do it in halfway, so then there's no Chinuch yet. There's no Chinuch yet. Says the Nesiv right here. He says, the Afal Gav Da Alpi Din Torah. Ein hananu ma'akvin, the ninuun or ma'akiv, right? When I pick it up, I'm yotzei, ubagboba alma yotzei dechovas ha-mitzvah, mikom akom. Ein mitzvah l'chancho, elo ba'ofan shiyeh osek kishi yigdal. The mitzvah of chinuch is to be mechanech, a child, to do it in the way that he's going to do it when he gets older. Shahari ikir ha-chinuchu mishum shiyeh yodeh lasos acharkach. The ikir of chinuch is to know how to do it afterwards, not just to, you know, hold it. And then the marker of this is, right here. Kedei mitzvah l'naneh, right? The first mishnah in the parak, right? How long does a lulav have to be? Kedei l'naneh bo. What he says, that's what you see. Nianuim is the ikar. I saw a great Chazon Yecheskel yesterday. Chazon Yecheskel is the commentator of Yecheskel Abramsky on the Tosefta. So on this Tosefta Chagiga, he says, what do you mean? Just let him pick it up and he be yotzei the mitzvah. He says, what? When a child picks something up, that's a maisa netila of lulav. What, a child is 1.5 years old, they pick something up. That's a maisa yeled. That's not a maisa netila. He says, afal bishakol ikar mitzvahs lulafu netilaso biyado, ach belakicha biyad ein bazeh maisa chinuch. That's not an act of chinuch. Shekol davar shenosim l'chakaton unoto biyadav. He'll pick up everything. That's not being mechanich for the mitzvah. Ve'emasa yesh maisa chinuch, rak shiyodeh l'naneh, shemolachu mevi umalu morin. Important. And he says in the next line too. Let's keep reading for a second. Yodel his atef chayev betzitzis. Once the child knows how to be misatef, then he's chayev to put on tzitzis. What does lehis atef mean? To put on a pair of tzitzis? He can be very small and put on a pair of tzitzis. Says the Chazon Yecheskel. Kids love to put things over their head and get dressed up. What? That's a maisa chinuch? That's a maisa getting dressed up? He says, Shahare Darko shall cut and Leos Mutaf pa atifos shonos. Shiyesh bahem gedilim upsilos. Right? Kids put things over their heads and get dressed up. What, that's a maisa lavisha? That's a maisa ituf? So he says, no, that's not. It has to be ituf like we know. Ituf ki ituf yishmeilim. You know, put it over the head and put it to the left. That's an important, Chazon Yecheskel, here in Chagiga. If you look in the Karban Eida, he says, Yodela Satev, Shnei Tzitzis Lofano Vishnayim Lachorav. He knows how to wear tzitzis properly, two in front, two in back. The Yodea Lechos had tzitzis biyado, b'shas kriyashma. Ooh. He knows how to hold the tzitzis in his hand, b'shas kriyashma. How many tzitzis does he know how to hold in his hand? Right? It's a machlokas in the minhagim. The minhag of most of Klal Yisrael is to hold all four tzitzis in the hands. By kriyashma, some put it between their pinky and their next finger. The Vilna Gaon was said to have only held his front two tzitzis. Says, because the point is to have tzitzis two in front, two in back. So even when you're doing the mitzvah and you're showing chavivas by kissing it, you have to have two in front, two in back. So you only kissed his front two. And others would say, yeah, they're two in front, but I'm holding it. It's still two in front as I'm wearing it. Right? But it's just not, as I'm holding it. Okay. But that's the, lihis atef. So, lihis atef chai betzitzis. We continue. Yodea ladaber. You remember what the Bavli says on this? Torah, aviv malamdo torah sivalano Moshe. Right, when he knows how to talk, the father has to teach him Torah Tzivalano. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. Yodei Ladaber Avim Lamdo, Lashon Torah. What's Lashon Torah? Hebrew. Right? Karban Eida, Lashon HaKodesh. Ube Bavli, Lulamib Torah Tzivalano Moshe. Karban Eida, right? So this is one of the sources, right? This is the source that talks about Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Torah is something, valuable. Right? The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of the second parak, where the Mishnah says, Havizor la mitzvah kala kevachamura, bizar about mitzvahs kalos. The Rambam says, for example, what is a mitzvah kala? Limidas Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Learning Lashon HaKodesh. That is the one example of mitzvah kala. So again, I saw preparing that the Maritz Chayis in one of his svarim says, what's the macher for the Rambam? How does the Rambam know that talking Hebrew. Again, not modern day Ivrit. There's a lot of words there that are not Lashon HaKodesh, but classic biblical, right? So says the Maariv Chayis, are Yerushalmi? Are Yerushalmi is the Makor of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get that? What Lemidas Lashon HaKodesh is something valuable. He says, Umayayin Hotiza, this is in the Imre Bina, one of the Svarim of the Maariv Chayis in a footnote. He says, where does he get it from? He says he gets it from the Sifri, which is also the Yerushalmi here. He says, Lashon HaKodesh, Bainin Yonim, the Rambam Machashiv, Medaber, Lashon HaKodesh, Bainin Yonim HaKashuvim, Asher Muftachim Mehem Shemeviyim Lachayim Abba, Gam Kein Mehacha Nafka. So that's important. Again, different than what the Bavli says. Yodei Lishmar Yadav. When a child is old enough to keep his hands clean after he washes Netilas Yadayim, Olchon Yadav Truma. So then, even if he touches Truma, you're allowed to eat it because you assume it is still Tahar. As Gufo, if he could only keep his body Tahar, but not his hands, right? His hands is a step beyond. I can go to the mikveh, keep my body Tahar, but like my hands are Yadayim Askanios. I can't focus always every second. So then, Olchon Al Gufo Taharus. So then, I'm allowed to eat Al Gufo if his body touched, but not if his hands touched. And the Mefarshim explained this to say, even if he's 13, but until he gets older, and until he gets, let's say, old enough, it says here, to have a beard, old enough to have a kavua job for the tzibur, he shouldn't have these jobs as a kavua. Ein over lefrei ateva, right? It shouldn't be the chazen, right? Again, the Karmel Eda says here, bikvius. Bekvias, bakroi, once you're 13 years old, you can be the chazen, right? But bikvias, it should be somebody older, if you get a permanent chazen. And a Kohen, he shouldn't duchen. What does that mean? The Mefarshim here say, levado, alone. Right? The minog also is that a 10-year-old doesn't, a katan child, a katan Kohen will duchen as long as there's another Kohen there. But not by himself. But this price seems to be saying that even if he's 13, maybe he shouldn't duchen until he gets a little older by himself. Again, I think the minhag is that right when he's 13. Veinu omen al duchen, and the Leviim in the Beis Hamikdash aren't omen al duchen. Actually, Yismael Zakano until they get a little older. Literally, their beard fills in. Interesting, the Mefarshim, some of the Rishonim here on the Gemara, the Ritva and the Ran also connects to it a little bit. But the Ritva says, the child, even though a child usually doesn't have any nemanus, but for this case of the Tumah V'Tahara, the child will be believed that Truma might be, Tahor, because the Ritva says there's no Cheskas Tumah. Usually a Katan can't believe to overcome a Cheskas Isser. But if there's no Cheskas Tumah just to say it's Tahor, so then it could be that he's believed. Rebbe Yomer, V'kulam Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala. But once they turn 20, then even if he doesn't have a beard, it's Mutter. Now let's get it to the fourth out of five. Fourth parak of Sukkah. Lulav va'arava. Shisha v'shiva. So the mitzvah of Lulav, as we have been talking about, and the mitzvah of Arava. The mitzvah of Arava is not explicit in the text. Maybe it's alluded to, as we'll see. But the mitzvah of Arava, that the Kohanim used to walk around the Mizbeach every day in the Beis Hamikdash of Sukkot, walk around, and on Hoshana Rabbah, they walk around seven times. So that mitzvah, shisha v'shiva, sometimes these are done six out of the 7 days of Sukkot, sometimes they're done all the days of Sukkot. Halel v'asimcha shmona, saying halel and simchas yantif, that's all eight, that's including Shmini Atzeres, right? There's no violation of Shabbos there, and therefore it can be done every day. Sukkah v'nisach ha'mayim shiva. Sukkah is every day of Sukkot, right? Not Shmini Atzeres. And Nisach HaMayim is, as we'll see, seven. HaChalil, Chamisha V'Shisha. Chalil, which is part of the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. So those are musical instruments that are obviously not Docha Shabbos or Yantif. So it depends. Chamisha V'Shisha. It's never Docha Shabbos. And if Shabbos falls out on the same day as Yantif, so then you have six other days of Sukkot to celebrate. But if Shabbos and Yantif are on separate days, then you only have 5 days to have the musical instruments. So now the next couple of Mishnayos are going to talk about each of these mitzvahs. So Lulav, Shiva, Ketzad. So what about Lulav, Shiva? So in the days of Yor, the earlier days, Yantif Harisha, Shalchak, Shechalias B'Shabbos, Lulav, Shiva, if Shabbos, in the days again earlier, if Shabbos was the first day of Sukkot, then they took the Lulav, even on Shabbos, everywhere. Ulakachtu l'chem ba'yom harishon, period. Right, that was before the Gzeirah d'Rabbah took hold. Gzeirah d'Rabbah. Rabbah is an Amora. So before Gzeirah d'Rabbah took hold, they took the Lulav everywhere on Shabbos, on the first day. V'shar kaliyavim shisha. But if Shabbos fell out on any of the other days of Sukkot, so then it wouldn't be Docha. Right, because those are d'Rabbanon outside of the Mikdash. So even in the Mikdash, it wasn't strong enough to take on Shabbos. That's Lulav. Arava Shiva Ketzad. What about the Arava? So Arava is the same thing, but it's on day Shabbos is about day 7 and not day 1. Yom Hashvi Shal Arava Shchalias B'Shabbos. Again, make Midaraisa, taking a Lulav and taking an Arava, there's no Malacha being done. It's no Malacha. But because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, so that they still said it's better not to. Again, the Gzeira not to, but only if it wasn't one of the days. If Shabbos only if it was day 1, that they took it, and Arav if it was day 7. Yom HaShvi Shal Arav Shechal Yis B'Shabbos Shiva V'Shar Kal Yamim Shisha. There's also an idea of Arav not being stronger than Lulav. And therefore, if Lulav is only going to be one day, then Arav is also only going to be one day to be Docha Shabbos. Period. Lulav Arava Shisha Shiva V'Chulu. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yila, Rabbi Yossi B'Shir, Rabbi Yochanan. Arava, where does it say it? What's the source for Arava? What's the source for the mitzvah of Arava? Meaning, the Kohanim walking around the Mizbeach? Right? Where does it say that in the Torah? First answer, Rabbi Yochanan, it does not. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Meaning, it's no source in the Torah for the mitzvah of Arava. Udelo ka Abishol. And it's against Abishol, who we had Abishol earlier, Abishol Omer. No, Arava Dvar Torah. It is learned that from a limud in the Pasuk. Right? Remember the Rambam says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, by definition, there's no hint in the Torah. Zero. I could give you 1,000 years, you'll never figure it out. There's nothing. So if there's a hint, that means it's not Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Abishol says, Arve Nachal. Arve is plural shtayim. Arava l'lulav, arava l'mikdash. So it is a limud. It is a limud. It's not based on a Halacha Moshe Misinai. Rebbe Ba, that's in terms of Arava. Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Chiyah B'Shem, Rebbe Yochanan, Arava v'nisuch hamayim, or we'll add in, because usually wherever this comes up elsewhere, there's three. Right? If you look at the girsa of the HaKarban Eidah, Arava, Venisa Chamayim, the Eser Netios. Right? These three, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Arava is what we're talking about. Nisa Chamayim, the pouring of the water, on Sukkis. Again, not Merumas in the Torah according to this day. And Eser Netios. What's Eser Netios? Right? Mida Oraisa, there is not only an Isser of doing Malacha during Shemitah, but there's Tosefeshvius. Tosefeshvius. Is a din to Araisa based on Halacha Moshe Misinai. But built into the Isser of adding on to Shvias, Tosef Shvias, is an allowance for very young tree saplings that if you don't water them, they're going to die. They're going to die. It's called Eser Netios. If there's 10 little saplings in a certain area, you could water the whole area or else the trees are going to die. So that is also a built-in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That heter. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Arav and Yisrael and Eser Netios are all Halacha Moshe Misinai. Udalok Rabbi Akiva. And this Rabbi Yochanan is against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Nisa Chamayim has no hint in the Torah, is against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Nisa Chamayim Dvar Torah, Rabbi Akiva. Just like beforehand, we had Abishol who said, Arav is hinted to in the Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, Nisa Chamayim is hinted to in the Torah. Where? Three extra letters in the Musaf Karbanos of Sukkot. B'sheni v'niskehem, b'shishi u'nisacheha, b'shvi k'mishpatam, mem, yud, mem, mayim. Extra three letters, that's Merami's Torah, and that's a limud. That's a limud din d'araisa. We learn that from those extra letters, the halacha of nisuch hamayim. Is there a difference, la halacha, whether something is based on halacha Moshe Misinai or based on a limud? So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam, in the end of Zvachim, in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam says, what if you did nisuch hamayim bachutz? Nisuch hamayim bachutz. Are you going to get malchus for that? Right, that's the Rambam, based on the Mishnah there in the last parak, or the second to last parak in Zvachim. Right, the Mishnah there quotes that if somebody does with Rabbi Elazar Omer in the 13th parak of Zvachim, Afam anaseach mechag b'chag b'chutz chayef. If you do nisa chamayim on Sukkis outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is a chiyev. That's it's an issur d'oraisa because that's avodas chutz. That's Rabbi Lezer. The Rambam there says, "Ve'ena davar kein ela halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai." The Rambam says, "If you hold halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai, there's not going to be any. There's no onesh. Right? There's only an onesh for to get an onesh, you have to have hishomer pen al or lo. One of those four words in the Torah. It doesn't say that. Even if it's based on Torah Shabbat, you're not going to get an onesh. So whether nisa chamayim is halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai or mem yud mem." That's going to have a nafkamina. If you do it bachutz, you're going to get an onus for it. That's the Rambam's suggestion. There's a problem because the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to backtrack. You get an onus, but I think he says you get an onus, but it is out. But we're going to work on that. Okay, Reb Chiya Bar Ba, boy, kumi Reb Yochanan, v'yachshav lamehim charshim b'zakeinos. If you're telling me that it's halacha Moshe b'Sinai, that you're allowed to water the fields to help these young saplings before Shemitah, but there's a problem. Nowadays, we water even older trees. So what happened to halacha Moshe b'Sinai is that everything's usur except for the young trees. But nowadays, we even plow the old trees. Amar Lei, we had this in Moed Katan, in the sugyas there, B'shah she'nitna halacha lakach nitna. No, part of the halacha Moshe b'Sinai was this. It was built in that it's Tosefes is Asur, but it's built in that what? She'em bikshu lachrosh achroshu. That if Chazal wanted to undo the Isser of Tosefes, you're allowed to, right? That's a built-in part of the halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Right? You see the Karban Eda, Shem Yiru Bezdin Sheish Sarech Levatlo Shem Mutar Levatel. That is a big sugya I just mentioned at the beginning of Moed Katan about how is it possible that the later Bati Dinim could get rid of it. It's a Din Daraisa. So you have to say something like this, that it's a built-in. Maybe it's built-in that it's only Bizman HaMikdash, or it's built-in that Chazal, at any generation that they want to, they can get rid of it also. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Rabbi Ba, as we continue here in the fourth parak of Meseches Sukkah.